This episode of the Halloween Podcast is brought to you by Robinhood, the commission-free stock trading app. Have you ever been interested in trading stocks? Robinhood has made it easier than ever. With this free trade, zero commissions app, you can now trade stocks for free. You no longer have to pay outrageous trading fees. It's absolutely free. If you sign up using our referral link, you will receive a free stock, and the Halloween Podcast will too. Need help getting started? I, Lyle, can personally coach you after you sign up. You don't need hundreds of dollars to invest. You can do it with as little as $5. Just go to tiny.cc/Halloween Robinhood. That's tiny.cc/Halloween Robinhood and get signed up. There's a link in the show notes. For now, let's get the show started. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Halloween Podcast. I am your host, Lyle Perez. I hope you're enjoying my look into the more scary stories to tell in the dark book. The first episode was a huge success, and I'm so glad you came back for more. In this episode, we are looking at the story, The Wreck. This is a story that I don't remember as a kid, but I know I've heard it before. If you're into urban legends at all, then this one is a very familiar story. It starts with two teenagers, Fred and Jean. They were classmates but met for the first time at a school dance. Both of them came alone, but they bumped into each other and danced the night away. It was 11 p.m. and Jean said she had to leave and if Fred could give her a ride home. She loosely mentions that she crashed into a tree on the way to the dance. Fred didn't really pay much attention to the comment and drove her home. He follows her directions and came to a really rough road. She tells him to just drop her off there and she'll walk the rest of the way home. Fred stops and gave her some tinsel that he picked up from the Christmas dance. She took it and put it in her hair. Fred asks her out again and she says sure and walks off. As Fred drove off, he realizes he didn't have her last name or even her phone number. He drove back to that harsh road and thought, it's not so bad. He drove around, but he couldn't find Jean anywhere. He came across a curve and saw smoke of a crash. He made his way to the car and saw that it crashed into a tree. He saw a girl crushed up against the steering wheel. It was Jean, dead. But she had that tinsel he gave her in her hair.
Ooh, creepy story.
It's a classic story of the vanishing hitchhiker. Okay, so a couple of things. They went to the same high school but didn't know each other. Okay, that's believable. My high school class was easily 1,300 students. I knew maybe, what, 50 people? 50 kids at my high school? Yeah, I wasn't that popular. I did find it odd that Fred didn't really care when she said she crashed into a tree. I would have asked so many follow-up questions like, what are you even doing here? Shouldn't you be waiting for like AAA? Or how are you feeling? My final thought is, how can any gentleman not drive the lady all the way home? Don't you know walking her to the doorstep is a surefire way to get a goodnight kiss? Well, she did end up being a ghost, so maybe you don't want to kiss that. I believe I mentioned this in an earlier episode, but if this sort of thing happened to me, I'd probably jump out of a window. That's just me, though. Let's move on to the source. Before I move into the source material, I want to let you in on a little secret. I've never fact-checked a book like this before. It was so hard for me to learn how to read source sites like at the end of this book. It was a journey. And I'm just going to read the script like I have it written, and then I'll come back and let you know what I've learned. This one was so hard to give a fact check to. I think it had to do with the way it was sourced. It says that the wreck was based on a brief reference in... Okay, now I might butcher this, but I think it's pronounced Perrochetti 55. I have no idea what that is. I searched all over the place for Perrochetti and Vanishing Hitchhiker and 55, but nothing really came up. The source goes on to say that it was one of the many ghostly hitchhiker stories out there. It also gave the reference to a man named Richard K. Beardsley and something called CFQ with page references. It took a lot of searching to finally realize what CFQ was. After a long search, I found out that it stood for California Folklore Quarterly, which is a quarterly academic journal for the study of folklore. This journal is still around, but it's now called Western Folklore. It was established in 1942. Once I found that out, the floodgates of information flowed in. Okay, this is me going off script again. So I later realized that Perrochetti is the name of the author. When I was talking about the sighting beyond all weird, it's cited that way because in the book, I didn't notice this before, but in the book, there's another section of source material that gives you all of the author's names with the books that it's sourcing. And I didn't know that. So when I did all of these scripts, I was like, what is all of this stuff? I have no idea. And then as I was flipping through all of the pages towards the end, I started realizing, hey, the books are in the back. That's so funny. There's another section in this same script that I'm going to read later on where I don't know what SS means in the sighting. Yet later I realized that SS stands for Scary Stories, which is Alvin Schwartz's first book. So bear with me. All right, so let's continue. Lots of information to get to. The journal article on The Vanishing Hitchhiker was published on the first volume, fourth issue of California Folklore Quarterly in October of 1942. The article was written by Richard K. Beardsley and Rosalie Hankey. If you ever get a chance, you should read the real article. It's online and you can find it for free if you set up an account. There's a link in the show notes, but if you don't want to read the whole thing, I'll give you a quick run through. This was the first real study done on The Vanishing Hitchhiker. The authors collected as many accounts as they could to analyze them. There were about 79 written accounts, and these stories came from all around the US. What they found was that there were four distinct different versions of the legend. Version A. The ghost gives the driver some sort of address to where they can be found. This is what leads the driver to know they just gave a ride to the ghost. 49 out of the 79 stories mention this. Version B. Some stories mention that the hitchhiker is an old woman who met her demise during World War I. 9 of the stories collected have this version in it. 8 out of the 9 came from the Chicago area. This leads them to believe that that's a local legend to the Chicago area. Version C. In this version, a girl is met at some form of entertainment place, like a dance, and picked up on the road like a hitchhiker. She usually leaves some sort of token, usually given to her by the driver on her grave. And then the driver later discovers that token. This is the version that Alvin Schwartz uses for The Wreck. Version D. These contain stories where the hitchhiker is later identified as someone known from the town. Like if someone says, oh, you just saw the ghost of Chester Pennywinkle. That dude's been dead for years. Now there's a ton more information out there about vanishing hitchhikers. I can spend hours of this show talking about the different accounts, but in this podcast, we only care about one, the inspiration for The Wreck. So the source in More Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark for The Wreck continues to reference another journal entry, but this one comes from California Folklore Quarterly, Volume 2. One thing I noticed about this reference is that it's cited as Volume 2, pages 3 to 25. I actually found this source as well, but it's actually pages 13 through 25. I'm not sure if this is a reference error that never got fixed, or I'm just not seeing the correct reference. This journal entry is a continuation of the first. The source goes on to say, SS page 121, see the note, Living Ghosts. Now, I spent a good part of 5 hours trying to figure out what SS meant, and like I said earlier, it stands for Scary Stories. Sad to say, I couldn't find anything. Yeah, thanks, past Lyle. I actually did find it. I tried looking up every single combination of SS with page 121 and Living Ghosts. A lot of stained strings popped up, trust me. I did the searching. But nothing came up about The Vanishing Hitchhiker, of course, because Living Ghosts is the note sourced inside of Scary Stories. Just so you guys know, I actually did think that I was going to go back and fix all of this stuff in the script, but then I thought, no, I think it'd be funny for me to just plow through. So I hope I made you guys laugh. So yeah, it's hard to say where these things come from, because I've heard a lot of tales about vanishing hitchhikers, and I always thought that that's like the weirdest thing ever. Like, if that ever happened to me, I would literally jump out a window. But one thing that I did notice is that you can never really find where these stories come from. Like, I used to listen to a podcast called The Hometown Tales, and that one, like, their favorite tale was The Vanishing Hitchhiker, because they were like everywhere about somebody giving a person a ride, and then all of a sudden it turned out they were a ghost. But the crazy thing is how many of them are. Like, in the study that they did in a Folklore Quarterly Journal or whatever it's called, they collected 79 stories. Like, 79. Why would there be so many? So I'm pretty sure it's just one story told after another, and these things spread, and then they add their own flavors to it. That's why we have different versions of the story. But it's a fun story nonetheless. Tales about this type of thing have been shared all around the world. I think it's probably one of the biggest ghost stories out there. So if this is your first time ever hearing a story like this, by all means, go online, look up Vanishing Hitchhiker. There's tons of books out there. There's tons of references. You're going to have a blast looking at all of this stuff. But for now, that's going to do it for this episode. If you like the Halloween podcast, we really need you to support us. We are a listener-supported show, so the show can only continue with your support. And you can support us a couple of different ways. You can leave us a 5-star review on whichever podcatcher you use, be it Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, whatever. You can become a Patreon supporter and get some extra content. Just go to patreon.com/thehalloweenpod and get signed up. You can support our sponsors at the beginning of the show. Please do that if you really want the Halloween podcast to continue. You could also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/thehalloweenpodcast. We are also on Twitter at thehalloweenpod. Thank you guys so much for listening and for all of your support. I will be back tomorrow for another episode, and I'm going to be looking into the story One Sunday Morning. Have a good night.